Youth Activists Draft Declaration on Anti-Semitism in Shadow of Auschwitz. By Joel B. Polak on May 1, 2019. Krakow, Poland, hundreds of student participants in the annual March of the Living Holocaust Memorial gathered on the eve of the ceremony to draft a resolution condemning anti-Semitism and committing to fight it. Speakers from around the world shared their outrage and frustration with what they described as a growing climate of anti-Semitism in places where Jews once felt welcome, including in many progressive political communities. The conference took place against the backdrop of recent events, with anti-Semitic violence and propaganda in the news just days before the annual Holocaust Memorial observation. Alberto Levy of Panama City, Panama, told Breitbart News that he hoped the document would reflect on what happened in the past, understand what's happening now, face the reality, and call to a strong, organized action against anti-Semitism and any other kind of racism, bigotry, and intolerance. The most important commitment, he said, would be to encourage every Jewish person to speak out and not to be a bystander to racism. Asked whether discussing other forms of bigotry would dilute the document, Levy acknowledged that the topic had been a controversial one among the students. They would like resolve it, he said, by dividing the document into three separate sections: the past and present sections dealing with a specific issue of anti-Semitism, and the future section calling for action not only against anti-Semitism but against all other forms of prejudice. Izzy Lange, a recent graduate of the University of Birmingham, spoke of her difficult struggle with the creeping anti-Jewish prejudice of the British Labour Party, which she refused to leave, but which she said had forced many good people out because of its tolerance of anti-Semitism. "You don't fight hatred by walking away," she told Breitbart News, though she added that she still respected those who did. Rabbi Dr. Danny Schiff of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, asked, "Who could have imagined, when we planned this conference, that we would be coming together when just last Shabbat a gunman entered yet another synagogue on a Shabbat morning on the last day of Pesach, Passover, and spread bullets around the sanctuary, targeting the individuals in that room for one reason and one reason alone, because they are Jews? Who could have imagined that we would be here in the week that the New York Times, one of the most prominent newspapers in the world, would publish an anti-Semitic cartoon that would make Nazi propagandist Joseph Goebbels proud?" He added that while it was true that anti-Semitism is rising, it is also true, at least in America, that there is a rising number of who would embrace us, and support us, and hold us up when we feel like we are falling down. He also encouraged those in attendance to embrace our Judaism as the best way to frustrate anti-Semitism. The final draft of the declaration will be read publicly as part of the March of the Living ceremonies Thursday. The annual March of the Living, founded in 1988, brings together Holocaust survivors and their families, as well as government representatives, civil society groups, and youth groups from around the world to walk the 3-kilometer path between the Nazi concentration camp of Auschwitz and the death camp of Birkenau. Though the United Nations established International Holocaust Memorial Day in January, Jews have traditionally observed it as Yom HaShoah, following the establishment of that date as Israel's official commemoration in 1951. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won: The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.